number 2600.
Okay, Anwar, if I can ask, we're very pleased to see this close collaboration between the PA and but we need to move. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Sorry about the delays, but that's what you inflict on us sometimes. So. Who's the manager? That's enough. Okay. Welcome. Most sincerely welcome to the managing director, Moncler, who will introduce her team. I have got an apology through her, but she will convey that as well to us from the chairperson. Moncler, over to you.
Thank you very much, Chen, and thanks to the opportunity to again share with you what we've been up to this year. To begin with, Dr. Fon, because that I pass his apologies, he's just arrived this morning from the UK, I think, if not from the USA. But as a way of introduction, the parliamentarians would note that over time, in the last 6 years, we have been able to slowly but surely deal with a number of structural issues in the overall business of the airport. In particular, just to remind you of the years when we were so busy only talking about aviation security. After the biggest heart that we had when I first took over, to a point where such an issue was dealt with, and with the ICAO audit that we have had and the Civil Aviation Commission, we've come out very, very well and very strong. So today, dealing with issues around ramp handling, which was our last but one big element to deal with, the last really is the fuel aviation supply chain. Which will be our next last step to deal with, in sorting out what were old agreements that governed the airport for many years that needed to be beefed up with service level agreements. And lastly, we used to be implementing capital expenditure programs of varying such as 3 billion and 5.2 billion. For the first time, we now have a permission program for the years 2008 to 2012 that is valued at 22 billion. It is the largest program that we've ever had to implement. In essence, every year of the 5-year permission program, we are spending over what we used to spend over 3 years in the past. To this year, and we have to spend about 5.5 billion. Similarly, our borrowings, which used to be at the level of 7%, are now growing largely to about 50%, even 60% by the end of this financial year, something which is very much large and expensive. Added to that, it means that the focus on our cash flows, because now we have to pay for our borrowings, becomes a key focus for our company, meaning that for the first time, we're getting into an era where instead of paying our dividends to our shareholders, we're now asking them to forego some of their dividends for a little while we vote, and then maybe in the later years we'll be able to give them back this, because right now we're delivering the largest capital expansion program that I've ever had. With me are my colleagues, our new FD, Priscilla Mabelani. You recall that last year we came with Mr. Brooks and Barista, who have decided to join the financial services as well. And Priscilla has already joined us, and we've done very well retaining our Fitch rating. And I'm very proud that today she's explained to you. Our colleague John Neville, if you can recall when we had Aeroporto di Roma as our shareholder, one of their key positions was a position that looked at our master planning and project management, which is the key unit that manages our infrastructure. I'm proud that one of our first South Africans is headed that for the last year and this year, and that we're very strong in that area. Mr. Bahani Masako, you've met before, he's in charge of our operations, but the question that you might have on operations will be able to see deal with. Priscilla will take you through quickly the financial side. Hand over to John to show you on the capital expenditure program. I'll summarize some of our KPIs, and then we will deal with the issues around that will arise from.
Thank you. Thanks, Priscilla. Yeah.
Thanks, Martin. Just on slide 3, in terms of the 208-209 budget compared to the 208-208 estimate versus 208 large volume estimate. Key highlights, revenue, we're expecting an increase of about 90.6% compared to March 2008. I just want to reiterate that the March 2008 numbers are not yet audited, we still be looking for an increase, and those numbers must have changed based on our best estimate. The revenue drivers are mainly driven by almost 20% of that comes from the commercial revenue, which is mainly the parking increases. We have probably, as you have visited some of our airports, you actually feel that we've added additional parking, and as a result, there's a significant increase in our revenue income. In addition to that, we have been focusing more on additional commercial revenue that drives our additional margin, such as return income, ensuring that we intensify our marketing initiatives, as well as to improve growth under our international airport. Linked to that as well is actually the advertising that we started to explore different technological ways of increasing our advertising opportunities and increasing the underlying revenue as well. On the analytical side, there is an increase in terms of the HR revenue as well, mainly driven by increases in terms of passengers, the passenger growth. On the passenger side, approximately 8% increase for 209 compared to 208, as well as 4% increase on ATMs. But the aircraft, that is then coupled with a tariff increase of approximately 11%. So that has driven the 19.6% increase in revenue. EBITDA margin increasing again by 21%, mainly as a result of the increase in revenue. We have also managed to contain our operational costs. It increases 18% compared to the revenue of 20%. EBIT, unfortunately, is like a reduction compared to the prior years, and this is the first of the 3-year cycle where we're seeing a reduction in terms of earnings before tax. And that's mainly driven by the increase in depreciation. We see our depreciation cost increasing by 50% vis-à-vis the prior years, and that's mainly due to additional capacity that we're adding to our infrastructure. Linked to that is actually the interest that the MD has already indicated that we have actually increased our borrowing substantially in the current years compared to the past. And that has resulted in a 44% increase in interest cost for the budget period. One of the things that has been a challenge for us in the current last year, the 2008 financial year and March 2009, basically because the regulator has changed their regulatory approach. In the past, we used to recover, or through the tariffs, a compensation or remuneration for our capital under construction, which is our assets. So currently, in the first 3 years of our assets, during the commission cycle, we are pre-funding our capex requirements. So the regulators adopted what they call a user pay principle, in such a way that we only get a remuneration through tariffs once we operationalize all our assets. So when you think about the fact that last year we're spending for 2008, we expected to spend about 4.3 billion in capex. This year it will be 5.5 billion. All of that has to be funded through shareholder returns or alternatively external funding. And as a result of that, we've seen our returns diminishing slightly or significantly. If you look at the return on capital, it's reducing from 8% to 5.5%. And ideally, for a capital-intensive company with this kind of investment, we should be looking at returns over our cost of capital. And our calculated cost of capital is around 11%. So for the next 3 years of the commission cycle, until such time that we operationalize the assets, we would be looking at this kind of plan. As a result of that as well, the return on equity starts to lower at 8.1%, so not 1/6. And until that standard will be open and we get a compensation again of the underlying assets, we will see similar performances. We have already indicated that the gearing ratio is increasing from 60% in 2008, and that will go to about 50% in 2009. John will touch more on the CapEx, which has increased from 4.3 to 5.5, which is highlighted the key project that drives the decision on CapEx that we've been spending. So in summary, although at the bottom, at the top line, we seem to be doing extremely well in terms of total revenue increase of operating about 20%, resulting in a high EBITDA margin, but due to the fact that our interest costs are increasing significantly, we've seen our EBIT margins as well as the actual returns to shareholders declining or diminishing significantly going into the future. And we're hoping that we'll only be short-term until 2010, as most of our assets, about 12 billion of our assets, will probably be operationalized after the World Cup, and we should start aiming at a return on those assets for the World Cup. if we then move off the key highlights, at the same time, we can go into the strategic objectives for the next financial year. And what we're really looking at is our strategy revolves around efficiency and customer focus. And the key drivers or objectives that we have actually been set, to our board, the first one is really the development of the infrastructure, which is to deliver on the 22 billion that the MD has already alluded to for 2008 to 2012. 4.5 billion of that has already been spent in 2008. With the 5.5 billion to be delivered this year. And that is really to ensure that we create additional capacity to meet the 2010 World Cup, as well as additional growth going beyond 2010. Focusing on profitability becomes a key element, particularly given the fact that we are actually doubling our capacity within our infrastructure. And as a result of that, there is always a need for us, which we always drive, to continuously improve our processes. But that's also driven by our focus on asset utilization to ensure that we're not necessarily just any capacity, but we're optimizing the utilization of our current assets. And that's our key driver for the current year, and we will continue doing this in the future. We're also looking at enhancing our focus on commercial revenue. I've already indicated that the main driver to the increase in revenue for the current year, for the budget year, is actually through our commercial revenue and has been in the past. And that contributes significantly towards our margins because the underlying costs are usually small compared to the revenue or the returns that one can earn from that. And that also assists in even placing the regulated tariffs as we are regulated in a single tier. And we will continue to focus on that to enhance the profitability and the shareholder value. The customer service is an area that we continue to manage to ensure that where we touch our customers, or even throughout the value chain, where the experience of our customers within the airport is actually enhanced and improved on a continuous basis to ensure that they actually have a seamless end-to-end service. And that is really done through our own drivers around customer service, which is our own KPIs, customer satisfaction indexes that we do. But in addition to that, we're broadening from a stakeholder perspective to ensure that we continuously engaging our stakeholders to ensure that there's much more focus and on customer services. That comes with special attention to by this purpose, which I'm sure will be discussed in more detail at a later stage. But I think the main important thing is that we now have stringent license conditions, which we continuously monitoring and ensuring that they are adhered to going forward with the different rail handlers that is actually licensed. That is then linked to our requirements to continuously focus on safety and security, with SAA just highlighting some of the key successes from an asset perspective. We're continuously making sure on the security side that we focus on more proactive and preventative security measures to enhance the security at our airport. Business excellence is an issue that we focus on. We acknowledge that we actually operating in a community and not in vacuum. It always is important as much as we're driving business excellence as well as efficiencies that we don't actually overlook some of the key drivers such as the BBBE and other socioeconomic requirements, and we focus on that as well for the next financial year. Capital structure and financial policy will be an area that becomes critical in light of the increase in capital requirements and the underlying borrowing, The main factor there is that we will not necessarily be looking at any additional acquisitions going forward, but we'll be focusing on the actual investments within our core business. And as a result of that, the optimization of our capital structure becomes quite important, and hence our opportunity to explore different options to ensure that we maintain our capital structure at a gearing of 50%. The MD has already alluded to one of the things that we're actually looking at is probably a dividend sacrifice. But the key important thing going forward is that at least 20-30% of our capital requirements should be funded through shareholder returns or internally generated funds. Last item that we'll be looking at is the 2010 facilitation, which is basically to ensure that we develop an operational plan to meet the World Cup requirements. Most of the operational costs associated with us will probably come into play, but it will only affect our budget period for 2011. 2010, the next budget period, but it's important for now that we've got added.